This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
It always helps when the microphone is in front of you. I'm Joe Mussini, your host, just sitting real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just getting involved, getting engaged. Head up to the website. There's a lot, you know, a lot going on up there. There's a lot happening, you know, up on the website. And you know, engage. And I don't just mean that a little bit. I mean engage. I want you to engage. I want you to, you know, comment on some of the stories that we put up there. Comment on some of the shows. You know, give it a thumbs up, thumbs down, whatever makes your fancy, whatever the words are. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I do appreciate the time you spend being involved. So you had a little bit of a, I won't say a shocker, but I hope he becomes the next Ross Perot. And I don't mean dead. I just mean what Ross Perot did to one of the presidential elections with George H.W. Bush. So, Tom Steyer, the San Francisco hedge fund billionaire, which is really funny. Here's what I love. So here he is. He's a hedge fund billionaire. What have they been railing against? What do the Dems rail against on a regular basis?
Rich people,
hedge funder, right? Wasn't there going to be a problem for hedge fund people? It's just amazing to me. So he's a hedge fund billionaire turned green activist. He spent years trying to become a household name. Many have seen his multi-million dollar television commercials calling for President Trump to be impeached and impeached now. Now, look, he's put all kinds of money into candidates. He's put all kinds of money on television. This is all cookie jar money for a guy like him. And saturated cable news with these commercials, and it didn't move the needle at all. Now he thinks he's going to take his money, he's going to become president. What do you think? Right? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. So let's play one of his, where is it here? Right there. Let's play one of his political ads. What do you think? Maybe. Come on, you can do it.
Or respect them. Don't put them first. Are not working for them, but are actually working for the people who...
He is such... Here, I'm going to restart that, because he is not telling the truth. And stuff like that makes me nuts. All right, go for it. Anytime you're ready.
I think people believe that the corporations have bought the democracy, that the politicians don't care about or respect them, don't put them first, are not working for them, but are actually working for the people who have rigged the system. My name's Tom Steyer. I'm running for president.
He is indeed. He's also a billionaire. And he announced...
Think about that. Here's a billionaire. He's running for president. He's exactly those guys that they say they hate. I don't know if I believe that. Right? Oh, and by the way, I'm sure you'll hear as time goes on, because he's talked about it before, that he's gay. So that means it's, you know, whatever he says is going to be okay. That's the part that bothers me so much. You can't push back on a gay guy. You can't push back on a black gay guy. You can't push back on a black woman. God forbid she's a black lesbian, and you'd really be in trouble if you say anything. I mean, we just went through this with President Obama, right? Couldn't say anything, because if you questioned him at all, you were a racist. But were you only a half racist because he's half black? You know what I'm saying? You know, again, pushing back on the president, looking for him to be impeached, and there's nothing to impeach him for. Now, it's the presidential campaign announcement. No one was asked. Nobody asked him to get in the race. Nobody wanted him to be there. Right? I mean, seriously. And this guy has put so many dollars into the people running now, the people who ran in the 18. You know, he pulled a boatload of money out of his piggy bank in 2014. Senate Democrats held an all-night speak-a-thon on climate change, and he paid for it. In 16, Steyer became the largest individual. Listen carefully. In 2016, and Trump creamed him, he became the largest single Democrat donor in the country. He poured in over $100 million into left-wing causes and candidates. And he still got his butt kicked. In 2013, his organization, Next Gen America, came out of nowhere. The group built itself as a grassroots. Right, this is what I was going to kick out. I was always taught that grassroots was something that the people wanted at the street level. Right? But apparently not. Apparently now grassroots is, if you're a Democrat and you're funded by millionaires, that's grassroots. If you're a Republican and you're funded by millionaires, then you're funded by, you know, big corporations. I always thought that was funny. Steyer helped bankroll ballot initiatives in states like Arizona and Washington to influence energy policies. He spent over $22 million on those programs, right? And ultimately what it did, or what it does, it hikes energy prices to Americans. This just goes on and on and on. And these guys with a lot of money on the left, they truly believe they could buy anything. More on this after the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. You are listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, no disrespect to Tom Steyer. Well, I don't know the guy. Hedge fund manager, made billions of dollars doing that. Same type of person that the left would be crucifying if he was a Republican. Hedge fund, right? Going after hedge fund managers. And so here's a guy. Well, and they're not totally thrilled, but they're not going after him big time either. He pledges to spend $100 million of his own money on his race. All right, and he's already doing it with, he's already throwing up TV ads. And the thing I love about this, again, I thought they wanted big money out of elections. I thought they wanted big money out of politics.
Isn't that Wall Street?
Well, they're all taking money from Wall Street. No matter how much they tell you they don't, they do. And I love it. Let me see if I can play this ad. Come on, you can do it. I know you can.
Tom Steyer, one of the most influential activists in Democratic Party politics.
He was the founder and president of Next Gen America.
I think what people believe is that the system has left them. I think people believe that the corporations have bought the democracy, that the politicians don't care about or respect them, don't put them first, are not working for them, but are actually working for the people who have rigged the system. Really what we're doing is trying to make democracy work by pushing power down to the people.
California voters are getting a chance to do what California lawmakers failed to do.
Prop 56 got a lot of support at the polls.
The oil company sponsored a new ballot initiative to halt California's new law.
I was born in 1957. I grew up right in the middle of the Civil Rights Revolution and the Vietnam War. The underlying injustice in America was coming under attack. My father graduated from Yale Law School at 21, started being a lawyer, then he went into the Navy because of Pearl Harbor, and then at the end of the war, they sent him over to be assistant to the chief prosecutor.
So,
I think my father loved it, being in the service.
You can stop now.
Or being
anyway, so he's coming out, and listen, this is a four-minute commercial. All right? It's not cheap. I mean, some of his commercials are only 60 seconds. But some of the commercials, they buy the whole block. He's got money. And he's got lots of it. These are the people that they rail on a regular basis. That's the stuff I don't understand. Right? I mean, they come after these people with money and how they're going to buy you. Which is really kind of funny because, you know, didn't they go after Trump for being a billionaire? Before they talked about all his negative stuff. First it was, you know, he says he's got a lot of money, he's a billionaire, he should be running, he shouldn't be doing this. Let's see if they come out and say the same thing about Steyer. Wouldn't that be great? And you know what, where's Steyer? I know, I'm just rambling right here. That's why the book's called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Where was Steyer in the floods and the hurricanes? Do you remember even before Trump ran for office? Years gone by. Do you remember that whenever there was really a major issue, Trump was always donating a few bucks, helping people out, the whole nine yards? And where were these guys? Where were these guys with money? Steyer's bankrolling a presidential campaign with a fortune made on an industry he wants to eliminate. Right? How's he going to fix that? He was totally behind the energy industry, not green energy. Right? I mean, if you talk about this, while blasting coal in America, Steyer invested in coal in China. Don't you think the workers in China are getting a fair shake? Aren't you sure that they're in under the most secure of scenarios while they're working in coal mines? Right? While he's beating up on fossil fuels, he profits off of these. The same way. The same way everybody else does. He's fine. Check this out. What do you think about this? He's fine making sure that coal workers in China have a job while wanting to squelch it in Ohio and Pennsylvania. It's okay for China to pollute and kill their people and put them under terrible working conditions. But not here in this country where they have more regulation over it. So again, as I said, he's basically making a fortune off of the same industry he's trying to put down and kill, but only in this country. So again, this is the lie. So you know, you got the people on the left, the green people. Where's AOC? She should be jumping all over this guy. She should be loving him. Although there's a nightmare ready to happen, but that's beside the point. So, you know, he wasted millions of dollars on failed candidates, failed policies that he tried to push through, failed ballot initiatives, failed impeachment commercials. I guess maybe a failed presidential campaign will finish this guy off once and for all. Maybe he'll get tired of blowing his money. I don't know. When you have that much money, maybe you don't miss $100 million. Right? The $100 million, will this help repaint the billionaire as a green populist? Because you know that Kamala Harris is not going to let him get away with this. You know she's going to attack him on the fossil fuel side of things, even though he's fighting it. What's going to be? He's going to be ready for it. What's going to be his comeback? Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to have some fun with AOC, too. She's been very busy. I think she wants the attention. What do you guys think? Now, she's pushed, first of all, she's pushed back on Pelosi a couple times over the last few days. I guess Pelosi's getting under her skin. Just like she's getting under Pelosi's skin. She's mad that the House Speaker was belittling of progressives. Very puzzling to her. She doesn't get it. She fired back at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, saying that she found remarks by the leader of their party's caucus puzzling after Pelosi dismissed her and three other progressives who'd voted against the $4.6 billion border package. Pelosi defended her efforts to ratchet up support for more funding, for more aid requested by President Trump, ultimately passed by the House because of Nancy Pelosi, which left Cortez, Omar, Tlaib, and Presley scratching their heads. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Show me senior host.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Concerns are growing that even worse weather is on the way in New Orleans. A storm has already swamped the city, and now a hurricane may be coming.
35 years I've lived in the French Quarter, I've never seen it like this.
WWO Radio's Dave Cohen.
The National Hurricane Center is forecasting that an area of disturbed weather in the Gulf will be a hurricane by Friday.
Regardless of what this system becomes, it's still going to produce a copious amount of rainfall.
Hurricane Center Director Director Ken Graham. How much rain? Forecaster Mike Brennan.
10 to 15 inches of rain across much of the central Gulf Coast, extending up into the lower Mississippi Valley.
A hurricane watch is up for most of the Louisiana coast.
Mississippi and Texas are also bracing for the wet weather. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 77 points, the S&P 500 up 13, and the NASDAQ up 60. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Good listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855. I know. You know, it does sound like I'm going through puberty, doesn't it? Yeah, I know. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. Be part of the fix. You know, seriously. If you head up to the website, realside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But you can also donate to the show. Won't kill you. Take a few bucks. Skip one cup of coffee. There's already some of you doing it. You know who you are. And I really do appreciate the money. I always do. I appreciate the donation, the money, whatever it is that you're helping out with. I just thank you so much for being involved and engaged. You can buy the book. I mean, get something for it. I mean, seriously, just get something back for it. All right. We're going to have some fun making fun of AOC. Because I don't know what she, you know, based on these short speeches and the comebacks and the things I've heard her say, she really is quite full of herself. I mean, they call Trump a narcissist because of how he talks about himself and how smart he believes himself to be and so forth. Well, what is she? She's at the top of the pyramid of narcissism. She has to be. She is sure that everything that comes out of her mouth, everything she says, is real and true. And you have no right to question her. Really. Or else, it's because she's a Hispanic woman. Now, they're back to that again. And I don't know what they're going to do with Steyer because, again, he's everything they hate, right? He's the, He's the white, rich, hedge fund operator person.
But he's gay. It wipes all
right?
Out.
I was just going to say that. You stole my thunder.
Sorry.
But what gives him a pass, remember, some of you have played Monopoly in your life, remember? Right? You get the pass out of jail? Well, yeah, that's the gay card for him. So they're not going to attack him because they need his money. They're not going to attack him because he's gay. The fact that he's white, has white privilege, which is everything they would say to a guy like me, right? So he's literally the guy they love to hate. Right? A coal and oil baron with hedge funds who mostly invest in coal and oil in China. I mean, doesn't get any worse than that, right? We know how much they, how well they treat their people. So let's see if they attack him or embrace him. It'd be great to see. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. But I love this stuff with AOC again. So AOC pushed back at Pelosi. She said the House Speaker belittling of progressives is really puzzling to her. Let's see if I can play this. I always say that because I never know whether it's going to work or not. Okay. It's kind of working and kind of not. We'll see. Stop. You must stop. I hate when it does this. It takes over for me. Anyway, let's see. Come on, play.
By and large, whatever orientation they came to Congress with, they know that we have to hold the center, that we have to go down the mainstream.
They know that.
They do.
You have these wings, AOC and her group on one side.
It's like five people.
No, it's the progressive group. It's more than
I'm a progressive.
It is very disappointing that the speaker would ever try to diminish our voices in so many ways.
Well, you know, I mean, think about that, right? It's not even just the speaker. There's other ones that believe now that she is like the head of the party because she is getting the speaker to do things that she normally wouldn't do. Now, later on, Pelosi defends her efforts to ratchet up support for Congress for more funding for the border aid requested by President Trump. It was passed in the House. And all these people have, she says, all these people have their, well, their public whatever, their Twitter world. Let me see, can I play this? Because that would be great to grab, too. That would be really good.
Tension's flaring.
Oh, come on. I want to hear Pelosi. Anyway, never mind. Never works the way I want it to. But she said they don't have anything else. That's it. It's not even the four of us. It's like these ones, AOC responded. But the speaker said it's not true. It's wrong. There's a lot more progressives. So if there's a lot more progressives, AOC, why are you the only one speaking? Why are you the only one talking? Now, the freshman pushback was seen as the latest in an attempt to challenge Pelosi, push ideology even further to the left, including introduction of a Green New Deal and pushing for a $15 minimum wage. Now, AOC said, but, see, we knew it was going to stop there, right? 15 bucks is not enough if you're in New York City. She said, we were pushing for 15 bucks 10 years ago. So now what are we looking at, 25, 30, 35, 40? How much? How much did a burger flipper make? But it's good. It's about time. Last week I was saying this, that the reality is that she is fighting, AOC is fighting with Pelosi, causing Pelosi to make some mistakes, having to keep up with this. She's fighting her own people. Of course it's tough. And then earlier, AOC goes even further. She's not letting it go. She's pushing on the public so people see it. AOC fighting with Nancy Pelosi. Got a little nastier earlier today. The congresswoman suggested that the... Ready for this? You ready? I mean, of all... They're now even turning on their own. That the speaker is singling out her and her colleagues, but only for one reason. Based on their race. Now, isn't it sweet? Doesn't it taste delicious that all that stuff they were throwing at us when it came to Obama, when we didn't agree with them, right? We were racist. And now they're getting a taste of their own medicine. Their own people are calling them racists because they don't believe with the little Hispanic woman who really, here's the thing. Nancy brought this on herself. The party brought it on themselves. How do you make these elected Congress people 5 months ago have no clue on how this works, absolutely none, and you make them vice chairs of subcommittees with a lot of power. You make them feel important. You give them a false sense of worth. Pelosi has worked. I mean, listen, I'm not a fan of Pelosi's. I know what she can do and can't do. I know how well she's got her stuff together. She can raise money. She's worked to keep the Democratic caucus in line, specifically, you know, four newly elected progressives, AOC, Omar, Rashid Tlaib, and Ayanna, I guess it's Presley, out of Massachusetts. But these four now are actively outspoken against Pelosi. And they don't realize how this works. And I don't know what's wrong with her, because I would have jumped all over this the first time I went head-to-head with AOC. Wouldn't you? But I love those, what she said. They have all this stuff. They have their little Twitter world and stuff like that. Now, AOC told the Washington Post on Wednesday that the persistent singling out by the speaker is more. It's so much more than just, you know, respect. So I love it. I as long as they're fighting with each other, then they're not fighting with us. When these comments first started, she said, I kind of thought that she was just keeping the progressive flank at more of an arm's distance, more to protect the moderates. But the persistent singling out, she said, now, there's a point there. It's just outright disrespectful. She doesn't like the newly elected women of color. Let that sink in. Again, the race is the only thing they got. She would never admit to the fact that she's not well-educated. I don't care what her degrees are. Listen to her speak. I mean, she really... wanting to wipe out the Department of Homeland Security. She was 12 years old when the Twin Towers were attacked. She doesn't know what they do. And she's speaking to it to wipe it out. That's what I call ignorant. And that's part of that group, of that generation, are so full of themselves. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
I don't even know what that word means. Aloof. I know what Vominos means. He says, let's go. Before that, though, you're not paying attention. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. I really do get a kick out of some of the stuff you guys write in the chat room. I can't always answer it, you know. Kind of hard to get the mouth going. Listen and watch. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. I'm having fun with AOC. I mean, I can't see how you can't have fun with AOC. It's just crazy. So she's actually now she's going after Nancy Pelosi. I mean, seriously, it's like a Chihuahua taking on a German Shepherd. Right? That's exactly what she's doing. She has no experience. She thinks because they're loud and they're mad and they've got Twitter, they can change all kinds of stuff. It doesn't work that way. Unless you're going to bring in Antifa, in which case, you know, if you're talking about breaking people's legs and hurting people and beating them up with sticks, that's a different story. You know? So she, in an early interview with the New Yorker, the New Yorker Radio, AOC accused Congress of using women and minorities as bargaining chips. When it comes to women of color in Congress, particularly the freshmen, it's, you know, okay, think about something. In college and high school, who are the most vulnerable kids coming in? It's the freshmen. Right? They're always easy targets for all kinds of stuff because they don't know the game. They don't know the ropes. They don't know how the ins and outs to make things happen. Why is it that when freshmen come in, they have to be taken by the hand to show, to be shown how to do certain things? And that's it. These guys, people, whatever, they hit the ground thinking they had all the answers. They think they had it going on. Right? That's the dangerous part. When they're so sure, without any real experience, they're so sure they have all the answers. They don't listen to anybody else. That's what's scary. When it comes to women of color in Congress, particularly the freshmen, it's that we both have encountered and represent communities that have been auctioned off and negotiated off for the last 20 years. Shows you how young she is. It's been longer than that. Goes back to the 50s and 60s. We see the negotiations all the time, she says. It's fighting for black communities, the policies to help women. They're bargaining chips. And they're the first chips that are reached for in any legislative negotiation. On Wednesday, Pelosi also delivered a stern message to her caucus telling House Democrats, you got a complaint, you come and talk to me about it. Do not tweet about our members and expect us to think that it's okay. I've said this before. She finally brought it forward. The difference between the Republicans and the Democrats, they hide everything. We don't put it out there on purpose necessarily. But we like to have these wars out in front of people before Twitter was in the news. All right, I mean, seriously, we will eat our own, and we should at times. But they threaten each other about talking in the open. So, seriously, they know that's the difference. They know how to do this. They know how to hide this stuff. They know how to keep it quiet from others. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And it's funny that she's just waking up to the fact that Hispanics and women have been used by the Dems. Are we serious? That's even more of a reason not to give her any responsibility. She's also gone on again. I love this. She was complaining that Pelosi's been saddling her with work to keep her out of the spotlight. Oh, poor baby. That's what you get when you bite the hand of the person that gets to make the work schedule. I mean, my job, I've been an ongoing joke for years. Some young people probably wouldn't understand it. But I always just say, you don't fight with the person who puts you on hold. You know, you've been on hold for 45 minutes, you start complaining, and all of a sudden you get disconnected. Days after the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, mocked Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the trio of her freshman colleagues, Omar, Tlaib, and Presley out of Massachusetts, were focusing on Twitter and PR at the expense of legislation. All of these people have their public whatever in the Twitter world, Pelosi said. But they didn't have any following. They're four people. And that's how many votes they get. Four. And she's right. They haven't figured this out. You know, it's funny because before you get into office, no matter how big or small, it's like when I ran for office. You know, you go, oh, I'm going to change this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And then you realize when you get in, you're one of five votes. You're one of seven, or one of nine, or in her case, you know, one of hundreds. What does she think she's going to do? Slam the gavel? Crack the whip. Remember when she said, well, after she had her inauguration, she was going to start, you know, signing laws? It's like, really? What school did you go to for government? You know, and so in an interview earlier, too, she went on to, AOC went on to say that Pelosi has intentionally saddled her with work. Oh, my God, she has to do work. Did she not know that? Did she think that just ran around? You know, having high-priced dinners and doing all kinds of that kind of stuff. Never really doing any work, just voting. She said the Pelosi gave her all that work simply to keep her out of the spotlight. I was assigned to some of the busiest committees and four subcommittees, AOC said. So my hands are full, and sometimes I wonder if they're just trying to keep me busy. The New York lawmaker had been describing what she why she declined Pelosi's offer to sit on a standing committee on climate change. She said she declined the speaker's offer after she had refused AOC's demands for what committee should do. When asked about her relationship with Pelosi, she said she was very deadpan looking. She says, "I think sometimes people think that we have a relationship. We don't." Pelosi came out later on. She said, "Hey, in every family you have your moments, right? You don't have your moments in your family. Do you all agree that you don't all agree on everything all the time, do you?" She's right. She said, "We're a family. We have our moments, right? And then we have our other moments. But we all are a resource to each other." Now, what I love, though, is AOC doesn't see it that way. So either Pelosi's trying to make nice, or trying to make it seem like it's no big deal, which I can see her doing that. Right? Oh, she really did. I mean, I believe that they can't stand each other. AOC responded later in the afternoon, telling BuzzFeed, she said, "I think the issue at hand is that it's not just about caucus dynamics. It's about children dying in the DHS and ICE custody. And that's ultimately what this is all about. This is not about any kind of political dynamite." But see, again, she doesn't see the bigger picture. She doesn't know how to make things happen. When the host asked her what her relationship was with Nancy Pelosi, you know, what the dynamics were and that kind of stuff, AOC said, "You know, I think sometimes people think that we have this, but, you know, it's a relationship." And that's all. She left it at that. The host asked her, "Well, what are you saying? You don't have a relationship with her?" Cortez says, "No, not particularly. Not one that I think is distinguished from anyone else's. Like, if there's a legislative need, you know, she's my best friend. If not, can't stand me." What did she expect? I'm really curious. I mean, I know I'm rambling on to a degree, but what did she expect? Did she think it's going to be a big kumbaya moment? And this is, I mean, forgive me, some of you young people out there, I need to listen for a second. This is what I find with you. You get elected to something, or you get on a board, you get on a committee, and you are all that. You walk onto a board that people have been on, and they've done some good things. And without listening and to check out the dynamics of the board, you attack. You bring all that wonderful energy. You're full of ideas, but frankly, there are ideas that have come and gone. There are ideas that may have been tried before and died. You're not everything you think about is right, true, real, and the thing to do. I mean, don't give up, but learn how to get along with people. You don't have to do everything they say. Just learn how to get along with people. Learn how the team plays itself out. Yeah, I'll do this real quick. The Iranians are doing it again. Right? We're so worried. We're not supposed to worry about them, but yet they went after a British oil tanker today. They failed. I mean, seriously, they're like, I don't know, like the Three Stooges when it comes to stuff like this. The Revolutionary Guard. They had gunboats. They went after the British oil tanker. Anybody home? Hello? All of a sudden, a British warship showed up. They went, oh, just kidding. We were just kidding. We just fooled around. Not a big deal. I mean, seriously. You'd think they would have checked it out. Do use your radar. Find out who's around. Do you really think the way things are going, the Brits are just going to let you run crazy? Man. Joe McSean, your host. You'll listen to Real Side. God bless. Thanks for being with me. And enjoy the rest of the day.